tåveile hugga mo kana taka mæli kele rist kana yuk tåveile hugga fana mæli la agus fana mæga dílis kana yuk tåveile hugga mo kana taka mæli kele rist kana yuk tåveile hugga fana mæli la agus fana mæga dílis Bramgo wailin tu an asna varam braham waits tu agus braham tu wad Bramgo wailin tu an asna varam agus tiada kanda gashi me da veo leirisht Kani yuk tu wai leo hoga mo kana tako me leke leirisht Kani yuk tu wai leo hoga fana meir la agus fana mega zilish
Secret. You like secrets?
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Hello, how are you doing today? I hope I find you feeling happy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Here is John Whitehead.
No, hablo español.
When a friend speaking in Spanish asked Zach Rubio to loan him a dollar, the Kansas high school student replied in his family's native language, no problema. But that's when Zach's problems began. Although Zach is an American citizen who speaks fluent English, he was suspended after a teacher overheard the Spanish exchange in the hallway. School officials stated that it was not the first time they had asked Zach and others not to speak Spanish at school. But after Zach's father pointed out that the school had no written policy forbidding Spanish, school officials revoked the suspension. The point of law is our First Amendment. No matter what language you speak, the right to free speech is a right in any language, and that's one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
The ears of the god. Yes, the ears of the god.
WMFO, Metco, 91.5.
Thank you.
course, all the Irish cops here in Hollywood have that St. Patrick's Day spirit, but sometimes I think they overdo it. Three times a day, I got a ticket for passing a green light.
tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is called the Celtacular Celtibration, as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day and all things Irish this Sunday. We started off that rather long set with a selection from our featured album, The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. That was Bean Faden, Payden's wife. And then we heard from our featured artists, U2 and Numb from Zeropa, co-produced by Brian Eno, one of my sonic idols, along with Les Paul, Wendy Carlos, and that crazy Mexican genius arranger, composer, producer, Esquivel. Yeah, those are my sonic idols. And then we heard from Mary McParshan, Steve Gallion Braze, also from The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. And then The Undertones, Teenage Kicks, followed by The Cranberries and I Can't Be With You. And then Liam O'Malley Cathan from Common Ground, Voices of Modern Irish Music. You too, once again, with a very cool remixed cover of the Beatles' Happiness is a Warm Gun, the gun mix that was a bonus track on their Best of 1990 to 2000 compilation. Then a couple of public service messages. One from Cake, talking about how important protecting your ears is. Because the guys from that band, well, they don't have much hearing anymore. And they want to make sure that doesn't happen to other people. So wear your earplugs, please. Or better yet, don't put yourself in environments where music is really, really loud. Although I realize if you're going out to clubs and the like, that's not completely under your control. But cranking the volume up too much, that's just not a sensible thing to do. And then Dave Matthews talking about not going driving when you're under the influence of anything. And let's remember that this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, as many people do tend to inebriate themselves a little bit too much. It's a drinking holiday for many. But let's take care to stay away from motor vehicles when we're doing any of that. And then another public service message from John Whitehead and the Rutherford Institute. And then another selection from our featured album. Yes, that was Jerry O'Connor and The Curve of the Lake. And we finished off with Rory Gallagher and Follow Me. And Rory Gallagher is, to me, best known as being Brian May's inspiration for the guitar riff in what I think is one of the best rock and roll songs ever, Tie Your Mother Down, off of A Day at the Races. And Rory Gallagher is also famous for having a Stratocaster that was severely worn by his sweat, so the finish is substantially gone, as is, unfortunately, Rory Gallagher. Complications from his excessive alcohol consumption. So we had a lot of public service messages, but there's one more I want to let you know about. Tomorrow's Balkan Music Night. Yes, it's the Brobston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from southeastern Europe. And the 34th annual Balkan Music Night, it's going to be tomorrow, March 16th. And there's going to be all sorts of lively instrumental music as well as expressive vocal music. And you'll be able to listen and dance to that music. There's going to be some light refreshments as well as dance instructions. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And you can be part of it. It all starts tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, Massachusetts. And for more details and to get tickets, all you need to do is go to BalkanMusicNight.com on the internet. Yes, that's BalkanMusicNight.com. It's been a public service message from your music-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford who are getting excited for WMFO Live Day. Yes, pretty much all day. Saturday, May 4th, 2019. That's coming up. Write it on your calendar. And stay tuned. So, we have got a four-minute news report from WMFO and WMBR. DJ and Sonic Anarchist Chuck U. And we're going to follow that immediately with some more U2. And in particular, I'm going to play you a song from the Joshua Tree that's just an outstanding example of an audio processing effect called a stereo delay. And their guitarist, The Edge, is a master of that, basically having an echo effect on his guitar, and he's got two of them slightly timed differently, one on one side of the stereo spectrum, another on the other, and it's incredibly cool. But first, we're going to hear from Chuck U in a news report on an event sponsored by the Tufts Fletcher School of Diplomacy. It was called, Beyond Diplomacy, Making Peace Building Visible. And we'll let Chuck U. Rosina tell you more about it right now.
On Wednesday, March 6th, the Fletcher School of Government at Tufts University sponsored a lecture by Professor Elizabeth McClintock of the Fletcher School and local documentary film producer Jamil Simon. The talk was entitled Beyond Diplomacy, Making Peacebuilding Visible. The two-hour presentation touched on a wide range of issues that cause conflict, including climate change and refugees, and also took questions from the audience. Jamil Simon, during his presentation, showed videos of defense contractors hawking their wares.
Raytheon collaborates with them to design, develop, and deploy innovative and affordable layered defense solutions based upon the mission and threat environment. Today's evolving threats demand a layered defense. Threats are always evolving.
Threats?
We face them head on.
Jamil compared that to the work of building peace.
So, it's dramatic. It's war makes everything look easy somehow. But if you're on the wrong end of our missiles and our guns, when you think about it, yeah, I mean, there was a phrase in that video that it's innovative and layered, affordable defense solutions. You know, that's one of those creepy kind of descriptions of military solutions to conflict that I find really awful. But this is the kind of thing we're up against in terms of promoting nonviolent solutions to conflict. So if we want to tell stories about peace building, then we need to show the drama in it. These people are heroes. In many cases, they're risking their lives to prevent conflict. And that's really admirable, but we don't hear about them. It's imperative that we look for the drama that's in peace building. It's a human drama. It doesn't have a lot of bang bang, as the reporters call it, but it's really worth paying attention to.
Elizabeth McClintock is an adjunct of international negotiations at the Fletcher School. She was instrumental in the Burundi peace process as an advisor to both the U.S. government and the U.N. in helping to bring an end to that country's bloody civil war.
what Burundi, as a country that's probably, I think it's the second poorest on the continent of Africa, so makes it like one of the fifth poorest countries in the world. You don't suffer that whole history and then, hey, we reached peace. We signed an agreement. Like, oh, this is so exciting. We're going to move on. We're all going to sing kumbaya and make all these great decisions about our economic and futures and our political future. Doesn't really work that way, right? After all of this history in 10 years, you don't just turn on a dime and say, okay, we're pivoting now. Now, instead of going this way, we're going this way, and it's all going to work out so well. So a lot of what peace building is trying to create the conditions so that when you decide you're taking a different path, you can help people get through, not over or deal with, but get through some of the atrocities, some of the loss, the destruction, and actually reignite some hope in individuals and communities over time. That's one reason it takes so long and it's so slow. Peace building is sort of one step at a time.
The process of peace building is slow, but essential. Both speakers shared the belief that this kind of work that generates hope and goodwill is not covered enough in the media. We can all do a little more to change that. Thanks for listening. I'm your reporter, Chuck Rosina.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Frustration, rage, murder.
Go on, go on, leave me breathless.
Feel me.
much would you want to stand at the wrong end of a shooting gallery?
I know nothing. Nothing.
Let me be.
try it again. It's like candy. Just taste it.
It don't taste like candy.
I first produced me pistol, then produced me rapier. Saying, stand and deliver, I am the boldest saber. Mushering da ma do ra ma da. Whack full a daddy o, whack full a daddy o, there's a whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, paid a pretty penny. Put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. And she sighed and she swore she never would to save me. The diddle take the women for they never can be easy. With sha-ring-a-ma-do-ra-ma-dah. Whack full of daddy-o, whack full of daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning, before I arose to travel, a bride's a band of footmen, and likewise rasher farrel. Well, I drew upon me pistol, she stole away me rapier, couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken.
Mushering, dum-a-doo-rum-a-da, whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar.
Some take delight in the fishing and the bowling, others take delight in the carriage gently rolling. Ah, but I take delight in the juice of the barley, courting pretty women in the mountains of Killarney.
Mushering, dum-a-doo-rum-a-da, whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mushering, dum-a-doo-rum-a-da.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. And our theme this evening has been the Celtacular Celtibration, celebrating Sunday's St. Patrick's Day holiday. So, let's see. I misspoke when I was announcing that last set. And actually what we heard in there after the Chuck Yu news report on the Tufts Fletcher School talk beyond diplomacy, making peace building visible. Well, we heard My Bloody Valentine with Only Shallow, the Gobshites, Drink It Again, the Coors with Breathless, Bridie Lafferty with Rolling in the Barrel in the Tap Room, and the Earl's Chair medley, then Enya with Orinoco Flow, which the Orinoco is a river in South America going through Venezuela, if you didn't know. And then we finally heard U2 with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, featuring that incredible stereo delay that The Edge is a master of. And then one final selection from our featured album, The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. Yes, we heard Frankie Gavin, The Nightcap and The Frost is Over. And also the Irish Celli Band with Whiskey in the Jar. And backing me up right now as we turn things over to Savoir Faire and the and Songs from the Squid Pod. Well, this is the Celtic Fiddle Festival and Leaving Brittany. Thanks so much for tuning in. I expect to be back again next week, and I hope you'll be joining me. Remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way, and we want everybody to live long, healthy, and happy lives. Here on WMFO in Medford.